But my own point is, if we look at the spectrum of this drug thing, right, generally, drugs are not necessarily bad. The problem is a whole lot of people. Let me land. The problem is a whole lot of people are not educated about it. Then this is something No, they are not necessarily bad. It depends on what you use it for, on how you use it. Do you know that there are some level of drugs, some class that
we all know what you are talking about. We know one say this thing now.
What I'm telling you is that
abuse, that they abuse it. Is that what you're trying to say?
What I'm saying is there are researches, there are reports, right? They are proving data that some of these things are actually used to cure some certain kind of diseases, right? I know I've read things about in foreign countries like Amsterdam and co, they use heroin to treat people, right? As a matter of fact, they use some of those drugs to treat people for addiction.
So what if you don't have that disease and you're taking it? What's that called?
That's my point. That's where I'm going to.
Obviously, we all know that those drugs are used for some specific things, you know, diseases and everything. Yes. Normal, we know that one now.
That's what I'm saying, that they're not necessary. But
when you know that you're not sick or you don't have this disease, why are you using the drug?
That's what I'm saying. Education. Education, Abby. Education. See, the fact that they can wake up one morning and say, okay, let's teach our children about sex so that they won't be exposed to, you know,
let me ask you
premarital sex.
Did your parents teach you anything about drugs?
They did not, but I wish they did. They did not, but I wish they did. Because if they had done it, right, then it would have been a guide for me. Then I can tell you that, this is not. Because I have an idea. Because you got him on Sonic Bay, the same way they teach sex education, they should teach many of them drug education.
You see, my parents, while growing up, my parents made me believe that if you drink or you smoke, you probably will end up being maybe
useless,
had assassin,
or
armed robber or something. So that fear,
Abe, exactly what I'm saying. That is what kept you. This is what kept you grounded to this point. That's exactly my point.
If you drink just one sip of alcohol like this, they will beat the living hell out. My parents.
Yeah.
Very, very.
So that was what actually structured you to be this person you are now.
But guess what? They still, some parents still do that. They still do that to their kids. But when they go to school, when they leave the house and go to school, is it a boarding school or university that they have to live with other friends? So now, all those things that your parents probably taught you and all that, you see,
you throw it out
very
the window.
Bad one that we say, don't mind them. Obviously, they are just trying to make you, get scared and all that. It means it's nothing. You just try it now. You see how you feel. You see how you're feeling now. You feel better. You see how you can, then true, that one will just tape off and all that. You just feel like, say, they on top of the world. Then you know, all the things where the parents don't tell them, they're going to say, so now they lie, now they trick me, Abby. This thing is actually good. Why are you trying to paint this thing bad?
But Abe, do you know that in places like America, right, at the point they understand that if these things are legalized, right, then people can take the right stuff. Because now there can be inspections, they can go through different licenses before they can sell it out to people. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. I can sell it out to people legally, right? So now it is regulated, right? But in this part of the world, they don't regulate all these things. Nobody even know who the dealer is, right? And people are cashing out. So sometimes what they give you is not even the right thing, right?
Yes, no.
Do you know that crack and cocaine is the same thing?
Of course, I know.
It's just the base that is different. Yeah, it's just the base that is different. You get?
It's like
I've listened to university professors, PhD, that'll tell you, right, they've tried this before, this is what it's used for, but they're not addicts, right? And the reason why I'm saying this is that we need to look at the effect it's having in our society, right? I think they need to start looking at things differently. Right. Yeah, I saw one post yesterday. Maybe somebody from the Senate that was saying we will never legalize marijuana in Nigeria. And I wanted to tell that person that, can you please come out and have an open debate about this? I'll debate you. The reason why you need to legalize it, because you're not legalizing it, is why people are taking trash. It is not regulated. Nobody knows where it's coming from. Sometimes they've mixed all these things with different kind of chemicals, mm-hmm. and they sell to these kids, and these kids have no idea, and they just get high and fuck things up, right? Mm-hmm. But if you actually make it, and do you know one thing? When something is scarce, that is when people look for it.
Mm-hmm.
You get in New York now. In New York now, you can go to a corner store and get your THC. Mm-hmm. It's fucking weed. It's legal. As a matter of fact, I think it's Oregon. Oregon just legalized. Check for me. I think it's Oregon. Oregon just legalized every drug, but a certain amount of cocaine and heroin.
Yeah.
These people are not dumb. They have their reasons of legalizing these things. But I still think we need to start looking at things differently, in a different direction. Because this thing, people get overdosed and die a whole lot.
Of course.
They get overdosed and die a whole lot. And it's because nobody is educating them. Nobody's telling them. Then another thing I'll say is, you always see videos on social media of somebody that gets high, that is misbehaving, don't for it here, don't laudi a mokini, don't try. Mm-hmm. Most of them, maybe they smoked something and got in a panic mode, right? A panic mode depends on your brain capacity. It happens, right? But do you know that same marijuana or shit that guy smoke, there are 100,000, millions of people that will take it and function normally, but nobody will put those ones on because they function. What he mix, I remember that Rotimi Akeredolu, is he governor of Ondo State? He was saying it that he wants them to legalize weed in Ondo State. They want to have their own cultivation. You get, there's so many things they can use. I'm not saying, but I think in schools, mm-hmm. right, they should add drug education to their curriculum.
Yeah, true though.
So for adventure, you won't fall into this thing.
Yes, so even if you come across it, you know it can do. You have an idea. You get, because you come out, one come out, anything. One come mix, one day, and they get fucked up. They get fucked up. Kids, that's I'm still going to put that thing out. I need to debate that guy that said that thing.
These kids, they still sniff gum. They sniff suck away.
What is suck away?
The normal this thing now. Suck away that they.
Is it gas that comes outside?
Yes, now. They sniff it.
That makes you high?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
It actually does.
See, these guys are. That's the gum I'm talking about. I was talking about now. That's shoe gum.
Shoe gum.
They'll just put them for these things.
I know some of them do petrol. They put petrol in.
And petrol as well. Yeah. These guys don't go.
And like you're saying, before they start seeing the effects, might be another 10 years.
It might be late.
Another 15 years, and they just go.
And when you try to stop them, you'll be like, but they'll just run away from you now.
And I think the way they even stop them nowadays is too judgmental. They don't come in a welcoming arms. You just come like,
yeah.
Stop this thing.
But you see, the fact is that you see kids of nowadays, they need strong hands though. Very strong.
They are open to and you see, Baba, this thing with the everybody hand, this social media thing that Abe, those days, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we are in school and stuff, right? Can you actually smoke cigarettes? Right? Cigarette. I'm talking about cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Can you smoke cigarettes and put a picture of you online for the world to see?
Are you crazy?
You can't. These days, I see even celebrities that has a whole lot of people that look up to them.
Be on stage.
You know, they come outside with their weed and they have it. Not even thinking about the fact that weed is even illegal in this country. They don't care. They just put it in their mouth and kids are watching. All these new youngsters that are just coming up that you're talking about, 16, 17, right? They look up to many of these celebrities, and these celebrities will come online and they have weed in their mouth.
And you see, what celebrities don't understand is that we are role models. You understand what they see. People walk with our footstep, like what they see us do, that is what they want to do. They see say, oh, sexist you now say you bab this kind of style. Oh, yeah. I want bab that kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
You get sexist you now chill now for hours now, just be smoke and everything.
Yeah.
That kind of lifestyle.
Cruise.
You understand?
Yeah.
Oh, sexist, don't buy this and all that. Because we be mouth peace. You understand? We can actually change a lot.
Exactly.
But people don't know this. We be role models. They be say people, they look up to us. They're looking out. Oh, see this person. I want to be like this person. So if we use that, influence now.
Positively. Yeah.
It will change
a whole lot of things will change. You're right.
You don't have to wait for government to come and do most of these things.
Yeah.
You get.
Yeah.
Government no go feed.
All right. A whole lot of things will change. I support that.
That's why, because we be, you see, celebrities are strong tools. So we be very, very, very strong. You see, say, if something, if they don't fight against this thing, and they use celebrity. They don't do this one and a celebrity, because they know, say, we get our fan base. When we say move, they move. You understand? When we say stop, they stop.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there's a lot that we can actually, you know, do to put a stop on all this mess where they happen. You get, maybe we'll talk about it more and we lecture them more about the side effects and everything.
Exactly what I mean by education.
We need to, because this one now, maybe school no go even figure them again, because nobody they respect lecturers again. Yeah. Nobody respect teachers.
Yeah.
Because they believe it's a lecturer. So they know they give you
when you said something about Molly, do you remember what I said?
Mm.
I said I would like to try it. Because if I try it, I know how it feels. Then I can talk to you about it and tell you, why do you want to take this thing? Do you know this is the effect? Do you know this is what it can do to you?
You see,
I'd like to put myself in that position.
Any of these things, the way they talk, say this is it. Even if I end up trying it, I can never, at this stage, I know if you continue.
I know you can't. I know
if you continue. I know you can't.
After how many? Waiting, we never do before, Baba.
But some people, some of these kids, when I try them the first time, or more. As soon as this thing they don't start. They don't.
Abi, do you know that? Biologically, right? Your brain doesn't even stop growing until you're like 23, 24. These kids are still growing. A 15, 16 year old kid, right? He's still a kid, regardless.
I tell you.
You get? They are still growing, so they have no idea. You get? That is why this kind of conversation is needed. You know, so that you can make them understand that, see, you're fucking yourself up, because at some point you just notice that you're just fading out due to the entire system.
Just they shut down gradually. Yeah. Gradually, and you know, they don't go for checkup and everything.
Yeah,
it's a normal thing. They don't do exercise. They don't exercise.
They don't even know. Yeah.
They feel, say, people feel, say, me, are they stupid? Where we say 5 times a week I play football. Active football 5 times a week. Where before we even started, now you're saying, how do you do it? You're looking young.
He looks 25, and bro is 85.
You're crazy. now this exercise, that was one time I went to do like the full medical checkup, everything. I said, maybe they just do everything. See,
on point.
The next day, the doctor just called me. Why did this doctor call me? Normally, they're supposed to send email to me, say, okay, and I'm be this. So they had sent the email. Me, I didn't even know they had sent the email. So the doctor now called me. And the doctor say, sorry, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you have been doing, but just keep doing it.
Whatever it is.
Just keep doing it. I said, thank you. I said, why? He said, they didn't find anything, one single thing.
Yeah.
They didn't find one single thing.
Yeah.
You get? But the only thing they said was, okay, that I should sometimes take more of sugar. Me will be so all my life now, sugar they take.
Yeah.
But that exercise, why they do?
They burn them out.
They burn them.
Yeah.
And my own fear be that sugar.
Continue watching full episode on Jabless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.
Oh, my name is Jabless.